All right, boys, what's happening? We are back in Fantasy in 15. This one's actually going to be a shorter episode. I know I've been out for a few weeks, just finishing up finals, just taking a little time off, but we are back, and we're going to be coming back soon with the Must Draft series, which will include running backs. I know I need to get the running back episode, but I do want to talk about this really important topic that literally could be one of the fantasy football counselors' TikToks, like his advice. They're really bad, but it's like a little 10-second tip that we give you guys when I stretch it out to about 5 minutes. So, a huge thing you have to think about when you're drafting quarterbacks and tight ends. I'm a fan of the late round quarterback and late round tight end. And those guys this year, Daniel Jones, and Jesus, why am I blanking right now? That's awful. Atlanta Falcons. Hayden Hurst. Thank you. Wow. Bad look, as he is my number one tight end sleeper, and pretty much I'm going to own him in every single league at tight end. But the huge thing with those leagues are A, again, 4 points per touchdown passing, six. It doesn't matter. Four favors rushing quarterbacks a little bit more, but that's not really the big thing here. The big thing is actually how many flexes your league has and how many members your league has. So, in an eight-team league, you want to draft a quarterback early and you want to draft a tight end early because you want those positional advantages. Because there's so much depth in the eight-team league that you have guys that might be starting in other leagues that are literally on the waiver wire. So, in an eight-teamer, it's smart to get your stud running back and then get Lamar Jackson, get Kelce, get Kittle, and you can win those positions. And you're really not going to lose that much because everyone is starting studs. So you're just getting a little bit later stud. And you're not really sacrificing depth either because, again, there's so many good depth players in an eight-teamer. I honestly agree a lot more as well in a 10-teamer because in those, I practically only play 12-teamers. So when I look at a 10-teamer, every team looks absolutely stacked. However, in a 12-14-teamer, at that point, you're like, really, you got to load up on running backs. You got to make sure you get your running backs. You should not take an early quarterback or really an early tight end because I really don't like what your running backs are going to look like if you have to wait that long. So in a 12-teamer, I feel like that positional advantage is less. And that goes right into how many flexes there are. So my dynasty league that we are in, we have a three flex. And then for my other two leagues, both of them are actually two flexes. So you have two wide receivers, two running backs, and then two flexes, which gives a huge devaluation to the quarterback and tight end position because when you look at quarterback and tight end, you're just trying to win that position, but the positional advantage matters less when there's more spots. So when you add an extra or two extra flexes, it makes the quarterback and tight end just matter less because, again, that positional advantage doesn't matter because there's more variables and your depth comes into play a lot more. So you really cannot afford taking an early quarterback or early tight end. However, if you have normal one flex league, and let's say you're in a 10-teamer, I love taking Lamar Jackson. If you have pick one, so you grab CMC, then you take Lamar, and you grab a guy like Miles Sanders, that's or Kenny Galladay, that's a perfect draft. So I actually do not dislike drafting Lamar Jackson, even round two in a 10-teamer that only has one flex. But in a 12-teamer with two flexes, I will not be touching an early round quarterback, and we will be going late round to make sure we have the depth to fill out those two flexes. Because I've seen some awful guys in the flex position. I've witnessed some terrible flex plays in our dynasty league last year. I witnessed someone starting, Erickson, the Bengals wide receiver, started multiple weeks, a good amount of time actually, honestly a lot of the year. So there's some really bad flex plays. Don't be the guy with an awful flex. Don't Jake Lamar Jackson if you have two flexes or in a 12-team league. It's not worth it. It's not even worth taking a guy in like the 70s because there's those guys you're drafting are pretty much your first bench guys or you're still a starter. So that's kind of my advice when it comes to quarterback and tight end. Wait to take Daniel Jones, take Hayden Hurst. But if you're in a shallow league, load up. Go early. Get the best positional advantage. That's my advice. Thank you. Have a good one.